It has been narrated by Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah. He says, لَأَنْ أَتَعَلَّمُ بَابًا مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَأُعَلِّمُهُ مُسْلِمًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَنْ تَكُونَ لِي الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا أَجْعَلُهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He said, rahimahullah, that the fact that I were to learn one chapter of knowledge and then teach it to a Muslim is more beloved to me than for me to have the entire world, this entire worldly life, and I will give it for the sake of Allah. You understand? And this issue now is about what? The virtue and the status of knowledge over that of worship. This is the understanding of the Salaf. So no doubt, this is correct. He says the fact that I would learn one aspect of knowledge, one chapter of knowledge, Bab al-Tahara, huh? Kitab al-Tahara, Bab al-Aniya, for example. Huh? Bab al-Miyah, for example. Naam? Or Kitab al-Salah, Bab al-Witr, for example. Bab al-Jumu'ah, for example. He would learn one chapter. He would learn one chapter of Kitab al-Tawheed, right? Bab man haqqaqa tawheeda dakhala al-jannata bighayri hisabin wa la'adha. He one chapter. He taught a Muslim. And he taught a Muslim. He said, this is more beloved to me than somebody gave me the whole dunya and I spent it for the sake of Allah. So the point is to clarify that seeking knowledge and teaching it is more virtuous than charity. Even if the charity is a lot. Not to belittle the charity, likewise. Charity is great and good. But seeking knowledge is better. Even better for a person if he's going to give charity in the path of knowledge. He could gather between the two. He can have a great share like Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he's been mentioned by him as well, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah. He says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا إِرْتَفَعَ مِثْرُ مَالِكٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ كَثِيرُ صَلَاةٍ وَلَا صِيَامٍ إِلَّا تَكُونَ لَهُ سَرِيرًا Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he died in the year 181. He says, I have not seen anyone rise the way Malik rose. Malik ibn Anas, huh? Al-Imam Malik. We heard about him in our previous classes. What did we hear about Al-Imam Malik? What happened to him because of seeking knowledge? أَفْضَى بِهِ طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ إِلَى أَنَّقَضَ بَيْتَهُ فَبَعَ خَشَبَ سَخْفِهِ. Yani that he sought knowledge until he had to tear down his house. And he's selling the boards on top of his roof. And to have money to seek knowledge. And then what happened after that? وَمَالَتْ عَلَيْهِ الدُّنْيَا بَعْدُ. And then the whole world just came to him after that, submissively. Rahimahullah ta'ala. He became Al-Imam Malik, one of the greatest imams of the Sunnah, from the greatest imams of the Hadith and of the Fiqh. Yani, until this day, rahimahullah. He says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا مِثْلُ مَالِكَ. I never seen anyone rise in this manner like Malik. He says, وَلَيْسَ لَهُ, he knows him. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ كَثِيرَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالصِّيَامِ. لَيْسَ لَوْ كَثِيرَ الصَّلَاةِ وَلَا سِيَامِ. He said he doesn't have a lot of non-obligatory prayer and a lot of non-obligatory fasting. And he's not known to be one of those devout worshippers always praying the non-obligatory prayer, always fasting, non-obligatory fast. This is not known from him. So Abdullah Mubarak, he says, إِلَّا تَكُونَ لَهُ سَرِيرًا. Except there, he must have some private affair between him and Allah. And there must be some private issue that he has between him and Allah that he does from the righteous deeds that no one can see. And this is possibly the way that he rose. Al-Dhahabi, rahimahullah, he commented on this in Sirah Alam al-Nubala. Al-Dhahabi, he died in 748. He says, قَالَ الذَّهَبِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَنَشْرِهِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ نَوَافِلِ الصَّوْمِ وَالصَّلَاةِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ بِهِ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. He said that what he was upon, and he's mentioning the secret here. What is the secret? How he got so high and lofty in this manner? That which he was upon from knowledge and spreading it is more virtuous than the non-obligatory fasting and the non-obligatory prayer for the one who intends by way of that knowledge the face of Allah Azza wa Jal, the reward from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So all of this is an indication, and Allah knows best, that Al-Imam Malik, he was from those sincere and carrying knowledge. He was from those who their knowledge benefited them, and this is how he reached that high and lofty state.